Hey, it's JP. You're listening to Culture Builders 160, and it's going to be from Shane today. I just wanted to take a time to introduce Shane Soudan, if I hadn't done so well already. Shane is the men's basketball coach at Briarcrest College up in Saskatchewan, Canada, and he's going to be taking over a large part of the work on this Culture Builders podcast, just with the growth in the mentorship program and my travel schedule for work and some of the other stuff that we're doing as far as the book and the writing. I just don't have the time to properly commit to that. And also, you know, we're nearly 160 episodes in. I'm sure people are tired of hearing from me. But people still have given great feedback on just enjoying these short, quick-hitting podcasts. And so we're going to stay true to that. And we're going to stay true to and committed to giving you short 5 minutes or less episodes that help you to build your culture, to help you to reflect on your own coaching, and also just some personal development stuff. So we'll kind of stay consistent with those three themes and within those 5 minutes. But Shane, who is a college basketball coach and a former college baseball player, is going to be taking over the majority of the work. So I hope you'll stay as on as a listener to the podcast and a supporter and continue sharing its message with other coaches out there in your community.
Coaches, I want to take a moment to talk about an often overlooked off-season priority, and that is one of our own physical fitness. Are we making our own physical fitness a priority in the off-season? Now, coaching can be stressful, it's busy, and I find that as a coach in my own life, that oftentimes in the chaos of family life and coaching and looking out for my players and all those things, that one of the first things to slip is me taking care of myself physically. And after a little while, because I let myself slip physically, I'm not at my best as a coach, as a husband, and as a father. And so coaches, this off season, want to ask you, what plan do you have in place to improve yourself physically so that you have a greater capacity, greater energy levels, greater capabilities to coach your players and be the example that you need to be for them? Now, just a story from my own life. This past season, at the start of the season, my team came in. We were young. I was a new coach, and my guys came in. They thought they were in shape, but they weren't in shape. And so, at the end of this past season, took all my returners out for lunch, and we sat down. We made a priority is that we're gonna make a commitment to be in better shape in the fall than we were at the end of this past season. And so we came up with a plan, we got workout plans, we have accountability buddies, all that kind of stuff to keep guys accountable and motivated throughout the summer so that we're in a better place come the fall physically. That's one of our goals as a program. And at the end of that dinner, I made the commitment to my guys saying, hey, if me as a coach, if I actually believe that this is a top priority for our program, then I need to be in better shape. I need to take care of myself physically. I need to be that example for you guys, and I'm going to do this with you. So I want you guys to keep me accountable. I want you to text me. I want you to ask me how it's going, and I'm going to tell you how, you know, what I'm doing for workouts, all those sorts of things. And so coaches, you know, that's just a fun way to engage your players, to hold yourself accountable, to motivate yourself on those days, to find 20 minutes, 30 minutes, maybe more if you have the time to take care of yourself physically. Because what I'm finding after about a month of this is that I feel better, I have more energy, I'm more confident, I get more done in the day. And oftentimes I think, well, I don't have time to work out because I have all these other things that I have to do. But I'm finding that when I take that 20 to 30 minutes, and some days it's more, that I'm actually getting more done in those other areas because I feel better, sleeping better, all those sorts of things, and have more confidence to conquer those things during the day. So coaches, you know, in the midst of our off seasons, we have all these important things we're trying to get in place throughout the summer and grow and be ready for the fall. But don't overlook that one key concept, that one key important thing of taking care of yourself physically. And maybe try letting your players know that you have a goal, and it might be kind of fun for them to check in on you once every couple weeks to see how you're doing as motivation. So hope your off season is going well and that you enjoyed this episode.